Chapter 5, Fine Wilderness. "Oh dear," said Camille, "do you think our Robin is gone forever?" "Maybe it flew to another part of the garden," said Lola, "where it felt safer during the storm." "It might be hurt," said Ashlyn, "or lost." "Let's go look for it," said Emerson. Willa rushed into the playhouse. She hung her binoculars around her neck and tucked her book and map, her bird book, a map of the garden, and her compass into her backpack. She put granola bars, her canteen full of water, and cups in her backpack too. Then she rushed back outside again. "Is everybody ready?" Willa asked. "Yes," said the Willy Wishers. "Let's go." And off they went. "Do you think we can find our Robin?" asked Ashlyn, as Willa led the girls deeper into Aunt Miranda's garden. "If we keep our eyes open," said Willa, "and look carefully at all the trees and bushes and plants." "What's this plant?" asked Camille. "Stop stooping down. Watch out," warned Willa. "That's poison ivy, and it's trouble." Camille jumped away so quickly that she fell backwards over a log and landed thump on her bottom. "Are you hurt?" said Kendall. Kindly, as she helped Camille stand up. "No," said Camille, brushing off her skirt. She joked, "but that poison ivy caused me trouble. And I didn't even touch it." The girls walked quietly, looking high and low for the robin. "Oh!" exclaimed Kendall. She tugged on Willa's sleeve and pointed up. "Look, a nest!" the nest through her binoculars. Then she gave her binoculars to the other girls so that they could take turns using them too. While she looked in her bird book, "That's not a robin's nest," she said. "That's a wood duck's nest." Willa showed the girls the picture in her bird book of a wood duck on its nest. A duck built a nest in a tree, said Kendall. "That's kind of quackers," joked Ashlyn. "Quackers, crackers," said Emerson. "I'm getting hungry. Can we have our snacks now?" "Maybe you could eat like a bird," said Camille with a smile. "You know, beetles, bugs, worms, and grubs, that sounds so delicious." "No, thank you," said Emerson. Firmly. Willa looked around the muddy ground was soggy with puddles. "It's too wet to sit here," she said. "Let's go back and sit on the benches near the playhouse to eat our snacks." "But I'm hungry now," said Emerson. "And I'm tired," said Kendall. "And we haven't found our robin yet," added Ashlyn. Willa tried to cheer her friends up. "Maybe the robin is back at the maple tree. Back in the maple tree. Waiting for us right now, she said. "Let's go see which is the way back," asked Camille. Willa looked around. "I'm not sure," she said. "We went off the path when we saw the duck's nest." Emerson slumped onto a tree stump. "My feet are tired," she grumped. "I bet we walked 100 miles looking for our robin, and now we'll have to walk 200 miles to get home." Kendall spoke quietly to Willa. "You know the way home, right, Willa?" "Oh, no," said Ashlyn. "I can't believe we're lost."